It's 8:56 and 78 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, what are we seeing here to end up the week so far today?
Well, we're rallying a little bit here going into the 9 o'clock hour. We were lower overnight, but on December corner, about a penny and a half right now, 340. The wheat's down a couple cents on December, 435. And the November beans are up a penny at 979, but the August is up 5.5, and we've kind of seen that 1009 on the August beans. We've kind of seen that spread changing here, and I think part of that is due to the fact that we sold some exports again here this morning. We continue to see some demand for the corn and beans as we've seen prices drop here. For the week, we're down about 8 cents on the wheat. Corn's down 2 right now for the week, and soybeans are down about 12. Looking at for the month, we are at the end of the month and the end of the week here, so keep that in mind as you go through the trading day. Sometimes things get a little bit volatile as we go into that end of month period. But for the month here, we got wheat down about 20 cents, corn's down about 30 cents, and soybeans are down like $1.60 for the month. And it's kind of interesting that the beans are the ones that's really taking the brunt of the lower prices for the month, but yet we're not really into the critical period for beans yet on the growing side of it, and we still have the funds long pretty substantially. Big news here this morning is, as they were talking about on the prior story there on your station, the GDP and that, we've got the dollar down. It's dropped almost a full point here this morning, so I think that's helping to support the grains as well. The weather forecasts are still pretty benign, not really anything there. Some ridge building in mid-month, but also some rain supposed to be coming in here as we get into mid-month. We have, as I said earlier, seen more export sales this morning. We've sold about 1 million metric tons of soybeans here in the last 3 days, so that's good news. I think we're kind of in a situation where we've got the range built. We're just kind of in a sideways trading range here in both corn and beans as we move forward for the going into August.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks a lot for that report. Have yourself a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Brian.
You bet. Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing joining us from here in Champaign. We've seen some areas of fog this morning. Skies expected to be mostly cloudy, although we're seeing a fair bit of sunshine here in Urbana. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 81 degrees, light west winds up to 5 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, patchy fog after midnight, the low 65. Patchy fog tomorrow morning, mostly cloudy skies, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll hit a high of 80 degrees. Decreasing clouds tomorrow night, the low 64, mostly sunny, and a high of 82 for the day on Sunday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms back in the forecast starting on Monday, and that's going to stick with us pretty much every day through at least Thursday, so we'll keep an eye on that. Stay tuned to 2 hours of On Point coming up here on WYLL AM. This is Illinois Public Media, WYOL AM 580, WYOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.